are back on The Local Beat with O'Brien. It is brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry and somebody we trust each and every Wednesday morning to bring us the local news. It is the one, the only Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, how are you doing today, sir?
Good, Rocco. Thanks.
Fantastic, Dave. Let's head on over to North Ridgeville. This was in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram, if I'm not mistaken, as we also had this in our WEOL afternoon news, but we'll talk some more about it here with you right now. As if you're visiting the North Ridgeville branch of the Lorain Public Library System this fall, things might be looking a little different. Why is that, Dave? What's going on over there?
Yeah, well, the voters funded a nearly $2 million levy back in 2019, and there'll be a renewal coming up in 2024. But that money that was voted by everyone was meant to fund ongoing renovations at the North Ridgeville Branch Library. It's going to affect some programs starting about October 1st. Residents are no longer going to be able to reserve meeting rooms. And there's going to be a, quote, dramatic decrease in programs offered by the library because of construction, because they're going to be renovating the branch to increase space, actually, for meeting rooms. So no meeting rooms until there will be more of them later on down the line. Private study rooms, they're expanding the book collection, building what's called a create space or a creator space, and centralizing the service desk. So renovations as a result of a tax issue that was approved by voters. And it should be really interesting to see as the project goes on. I know that we had a prospective future layout, kind of a quote unquote vision board for what the library says it will look like inside the branch when it's completed. That was shown off, and it should still be there at the branch library, the official branch library. If you want to go in and check out kind of what the plans are, you know, sort of that those renderings for what the future library is gonna look like. So same space, but just expanded and reconfigured to better serve the reading and internet surfing and gathering public.
I like it, and I like that create space that they talk about, although it's not entirely clear what that might mean. It seems along the lines of, you know, like those YouTube creators or the social media influencers, you know, folks like that, maybe a space for them to, you know, create that content, hence the name create space. But of course, we'll see later on this year what all that entails. So a great recap there by you, Dave. Again, you can find more in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram on that one. Let's go back to Monday's Chronicle Telegram. Owen McMillan had the latest here, as if you were in Lorain over the weekend, especially State Route 57 on Sunday, you might have seen a cluster of motorcycles, to say the least. What went on here, Dave? What was this all about?
Yeah, there were about 100 motorcyclists from around the region, from locally, who did a memorial ride for two motorcyclists killed on State Route 57 in crashes the previous week, and that was Javier Screech Figueroa and Javier Alvarez, Javier Alvarez, who were both killed in crashes. One on Route 57 near East 35th Street, another in Sheffield Township on Mayfield Street. And these motorcyclists came around, rallied around the families, the survivors of those men, those young men, only in their 20s. Alvarez is 23 and Figueroa is 26. The procession left Johnny Case Motorsports in Elyria, went up Route 57, passed both the crash sites to West 28th Street, and then looped back around and came back down Route 57 again. Also, there's some memorials done to riders who didn't die, you know, in crashes, or who didn't die while riding. Thomas Big Steve Clark, as he was known, died of cancer in March. His wife spoke with Owen, participated in a 7 days memorial ride. And basically, she said it was a beautiful, beautiful program, beautiful community that came together to honor these men who loved being out there on the open road, who loved riding their motorcycles. So a lot of talk around motorcycle safety, and they're hoping to do the memorial ride as an annual event to honor those who were lost from their community along their friends and brothers and sisters. So, kind of a nice tribute to some motorcyclists. Yeah. from that community. from those people who enjoy doing that and getting out, especially in the summers. You know, it can be dangerous, and obviously, you know, everybody should take whatever precautions they possibly can. That goes for motorists as well. You know, watch for motorcycles. Sometimes they're faster. They're definitely smaller than almost every car. Mm-hmm. So keep an eye out for them, and motorcyclists likewise. Be wary of drivers not paying attention. So we just hope that everybody gets home safe.
Yeah, no question. And you hit the nail on the head right there. Make sure you're looking out for those motorcycles. I know my own family, we lost a member of our own family years ago via a motorcycle accident. So you certainly want to be looking out for them. And just a great story there by Owen. Seems like this might be a yearly thing now, this little motorcycle rally. Not little motorcycle rally. It was a big motorcycle rally there on State Route 57 in Lorain. So a great recap there by Owen, and a great rally there by the motorcyclists, again, on State Route 57. We are joined again this morning by Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram on the local beat. It is brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, what are you, Owen, and all the colleagues over there at the CT working on this week as far as upcoming stories go?
Well, I've got some crime and county business in today's Chronicle, so check that out. Chronicle Telegram print edition or chronicleT.com, and I know that also National Night Out. There were a couple communities in Lorain County that were hosting National Night Out on Tuesday night. Carissa was covering some of those. Pick up a copy or go online and check it out. In the Chronicle's Chronicle Telegram print edition or chronicleT.com.
There you go. Pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram or the e-edition available at chronicleT.com. All right, Dave, before we get you out of here, we got to end with my favorite segment of the week. What do you got for this week's scanner story?
Well, we're once again going to our friends over at Northeast Ohio Scanner, now on the platform called X, formerly the platform known as Twitter. So we'll try not to call it Twitter for the immediate future down the line. But yes, on Elon Musk's new platform called X, that is just Twitter rebranded. We had a call courtesy of Northeast Ohio Scanner at NEO_scan from Richmond Heights, where there was a structure fire. Location wasn't reported, but when the fire department responded to a report of flames on a balcony, it turned out to be an ex couple burning their love letters.
Wow, that is spicy, no pun intended there with the heat. What is this, like General Hospital or something? What do we got, like soap opera activities going on the balcony, burning each other's love letters? Man,
I guess they got together just to formally formally end things. But I think that was a plot device in Friends on NBC many, many moons ago. Okay. When that sitcom was still on TV, that the fire department got called for some people burning some love letters and other things that belong to their exes. So, I don't know. Maybe that's just something that people do. I don't know.
I guess. I mean, hey, everybody wants closure, right? Now, that's one way to get it right there. Just go ahead and burn everything. You ain't going to get much more closure than that, so... Wow! Did not know that was from Friends. I'm not as cultured as I once was with the sitcom. So, wow! Entertaining scanner story as always, my friend. Of course, coming from the platform known as X now, formerly Twitter, now X. So we'll be in touch with further scanner stories on X. So, thank you again for the time this morning. Again, this has been Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram on the local beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria. Dave, thank you for the time, my friend. I appreciate it. Have a great rest of the week, and we will catch up some more next Wednesday.
It's great, Rocco. We'll talk to you later.